Today's daf is daf Chaf Ches, as we begin the sixth parak of Maseches Temura. So I think it's the second to last parak of the Masechta. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Kol ha'asurim legabi mizbech, anything that is asur to mizbech, there's a certain psul, osin becholshu, and it's asur even in a kolshu. What does it mean in a kolshu? So Rashi explains the very top here, kol ha'asurim legabi mizbech, osin becholshu, afil nisarvu echad be'elef, even if one of the items mentioned, for example, a roveya, it's mixed with 1,000 kosher animals, non-disqualified animals, kul ha'asurim, they're all going to be asur mizbech, im eino nikar. If you can't recognize which the animal is, it's going to be asur all 1,000. And Rashi explains further, v'chulu mishkachas la deino nikarim, this is all true when you can't recognize the psul. About treif lo mishkachas la mokim la maseches vachim, that kigon shenis arvu drusas hazeiv b'nekev ezakot inami bevlad treifa v'alib the rebbe lazer. So we can ignore the treifa part for right now, but the psulim listed in the Mishnah here are going to aser even if it gets mixed with 1,000 other animals if you can't recognize it. So the Mishnah lists what are the examples that which is aser in kolshu, ha roveya, an animal that's roveya, a person, nirba, an animal that's a nirva from an adam, ha muksa, animal which is set aside for avodah zara but has not been used for avodah zara, nevad, an animal that has been used for avodah zara, ve'esen, an animal given to pay for znus, u'mechir, an animal that was nechlaf, that was switched around with a timuras kelev, with a dog, ba'klayim, any animal that was mixed with a crossbreed, ha'trefa, an animal that's a trefa to it, a certain wound that will render the trefa, won't live for more than 12 months, ve'yotei dofen, an animal that was born through a C-section. So these are a list of the animals that aser b'choshen, if they get mixed with other animals, all of them are aser if you don't recognize which one's possible. Ezu muksa, the Mishnah wants to know which is an animal that's considered muksa. Ha muksa lavo vodas kachavim hu aser umasha olav mutter. When it comes to a muksa, an item that's muksa that's set aside for avodah zarah, the animal itself is aser. However, anything that's on it, any tachshitim, anything decorative on the animal, that's not considered muksa. As opposed to ezu nevad, kol she'ovdin, also any animal that people actually serve as avodah zarah, hu umasha olav aser. So that not only is the animal itself aser, but even that which is adorning the animal will also be aser. And zeh v'zeh mutter b'achila, either way, both muksa and nevad, both of them are permitted to be eaten by a person, by a hedyot. If you have an animal that you know is a nevad, you're allowed to eat it, and it's not an iser of a hana. That's bein muksa, bein nevad. And it's true of all the other psulim listed in the Mishnah. This Mishnah just lists psulim that are pasul l'mizbeach, but not pasul for a hedyot to eat. So Gemara now says, Amar Mar, quotes from the Mishnah. Osin b'chol shein, all those psulim listed in the Mishnah are aser b'chol shein, even though it's 1 to 1,000, let's say, it's aser. The lo batli beruba, it's not going, we won't apply the din of batli beruba, it's aser b'chol shein. So the Gemara points out, Tanina, we already know this from a different Mishnah that's found in Maseches Zvachim. We learn the concept that all these psulim are nisarvu, are all going to be aser b'chol shein. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us, now the Mishnah at face value is a little bit tricky, so the Gemara is going to clarify what the Mishnah means, and then we're going to say why we need the Mishnah a second time. So the Mishnah says, Ko kodshim shinis arvu b'chatelos mesos. Any group of animals that are kodshim, that are tamimim and kodshim, and mixed together with them are chatelos mesos, a chatas that needs to die, such as a chatas she mesa ba'ala, chatas she niskapru ba'ala, all the five cases where chatas is mesa. So that chatas, that cow, let's say, gets mixed with a group of 1,000 kodshim. Oh, b'shur niskal, an animal that the din is you have to kill the animal and get mixed among the other cows that are there. Afil echad beribu, or even it's a one among 10,000 animals that are kosher, it's going to passel off 10,000 animals because we say no, there's no bittul. Yamusu, all of them have to die. So the Gemara just explains kashulon, just understanding this Mishnah for a second. My kamar, how do we understand the Mishnah? Hachi katani. The Mishnah really means to say, I explained what it meant, but now it's going to clarify just in terms of the reading of the Mishnah, the text. It's nisarvu behen mechataos mesos oshor niskal. If an animal that was a chatas mesa or a shor niskal gets mixed into a group of tamimim animals, afil biribo, even if it's 1 to 10,000, the din is that it's not bat barov, all 10,000 are usher. What comes out from this Mishnah in Zvachim is teaching the same exact din as the Mishnah here in Maseches Temura, that if a psul gets mixed with a group of other animals, the entire group becomes pasul because they're aser b'kolshu. So why repeat the same Mishnah? And so the Gemara answers, it's Rechunit to teach both Mishnahs here in Temura and in Zvachim. Why? Because I would have thought, Hasim, with regards to the case in the Mishnah and Zvachim by Chatas Hamesa and Shorniskal, who Hasim who di isur hana, those items are very seriously asur, that you can't get hana from them, and therefore we'd say no bitul barov. But hacha, here the Mishnah lists items the lav isur hana. We said at the end of the Mishnah that you could eat muksa, you could eat nevad, there's no isur hana by those cases. And therefore, Shorniskal, for example, is asur bana even for a hedya. You can't eat it. But nevar muksa, for example, you can eat. So maybe only by the chatas amesa and shor niskal, where there's an isra na, that's where we say there's no bit barov. The entire group is aser. But here, Aval Hacha, the Mishnah which lists different psulim, the lav isur hana, there's no isur hana for muksa, there's no isur hana for nevad. Maybe here I would say, Ema, livat del barov. Maybe rov should apply here, and bit del barov, and you should be able to use the animals, kamash malon, even in an instance where the psul does not generate in isur hana, it's still going to be aser, all of them will be aser, aser b'kulshur. That's the chiddush.
I thought we said by avodah zara, aser b'hana.
Not if it's set aside. That's referring to, I believe.
For sure, no.
No, but somebody else can be also your behemoth. Meaning, we would learn that. Meaning, he can do his own. But if it's your behemoth,
he will explain here they explain here that as follows. They say, they quote from the Briskov who asks this question. Very good. And the Briskov says, "Harei ikir isa avodah zara hasar bana." And he says later, so it doesn't explain that actually. He says, by Chaim ainum nesarm. He says, only by Vodazar itself, but not by Chaim. By Chaim or not Asr Bana, he explains. Briskov asks a different question about why is it Mutter Bana versus Mutter Bachila, but in terms of the din itself, there's no Isr Na by Behemoth.
This is a case where somebody somebody was over his behema, and then
you serve the avodah zara to the animal. The animal you worship the avodah zara.
We learned in avodah zara that nobody, if it's your behema and somebody
that's somebody else, but this is your own. You're doing it to your own animal. I can aser your animals.
You yourself are serving.
Ruvain was over his behema, and behema becomes aser because of avodah zara. But there is no iser achila for bali chayim. That's the din. So the Gemara now says roveya v'nirba nami tanina. So, wait a second. So now in this Mishnah here in Timur, we have a whole list of psulim. And two of the psulim listed is a Raveya v'nirba, and that's also learned in a different Mishnah. So it says in that Mishnah in Zvachim, it says, Nisarvu Raveya v'nirba, the din is Yiru ad shistayivu. You have to let them graze until they get a mum. And then when it gets a mum, the Raveya v'nirba, v'imachru, you sell it, v'yavu b'dimeha yafev, and you use the money of the most expensive one, meo submin, from that particular item. But either way, we see the din here that there's no bit of a row by Roveya v'nirba, the case of in Nechulin. Why repeat the same din in Maseches Temura? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Kana, Amrisa l'shmaisa kame d'Rav Si Mishimi bar Ashi, that Amar li chad b'chulin v'chad b'kachim. The din is, one Mishnah is referring to Chulin and one Mishnah is referring to Kachim, meaning what? The din of our Mishnah here, Maseches Temura, is referring to Chulin, and the Mishnah in Zvachim is referring to Kachim. So the din of Chulin is where the animals were already Kachim, and you have a Rovei Nirva get mixed together with Kachim. Here in the Maseches Temura is referring to, no, Rovei Nirva gets mixed together with animals that are Chulin, and then you're going to be Makdish them after the fact. So this is a different case. One is the case of Chulin, one is the case of Kachim. And Tzrichi says the Mishnah, the Gemara. You need both the case of Zvachim and the case of Temura. Why? Diyashmin, and have you had the case in Zvachim only, which is the Gabe Kachim, that if a Roveya Nirva gets mixed with Kachim, there I would say Mishum de Meisi, because it's the, you know, for the, to bring an animal for Kachim, that's Roveya Nirva, that's something that's disgusting and it's not tolerable, and therefore we'd say it's no bit of a Rove, the whole group is us. Amakan, Gabe Chulin, when it comes to Chulin, where there's no Mius that we're concerned with, it's just regular Chulin animals, we could tolerate there being a Roveya, we could tolerate there being a Nirva, Ema lived to Louis, should say there should be a Bittel, and therefore the mission tomorrow has to tell me, even the Gabe Chulin, Roveya and Nirva will aser the entire group of Chulin. Fine. So the Gemara says, we're not done yet. Ubechulin nami tani. We have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah which tells even by chulin that such item is a aser bekolshu even in the world of chulin. It's not only a Mishnah in Temura that teaches us a psul aser bekolshu. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah also teaches me that a kolshu asers even chulin. What's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah? Ve'elu aserin ve'olsin. The following are a list of things that are aser bana and the aser even bekolshu. And even if it's one among 1,000, among 10,000, the aser bekolshu. What's the list? Yai nesach. Avodas kochavim, v'tzipar mitzara, the bird set aside for taras mitzara, voras levuvim, which is certain types of skin of an animal, a hide of an animal, that was cut in such a way, connected the lay, that's why it's called levuvim, for vodazara, and sayar nizir, nazir, the hair of a nazir, upetachamor, and basar becholav, shor niskal, eglarufa, v'chulin, shenishchatu be'azara, v'sar mishalech. I need to explain all these things. So these are all a list of items, psulim, that hare elu asurin v'osurin b'cholshein, we don't apply bitl barov. So we have this din by these isurim, there's no bitl barov by these isurim by chulim. Why repeat the din in Maseches Temura that roveya and nirva and muks and nevad are also asur b'cholshein l'gabe chulim? So the Gemara explains you need both the Mishnah in Temura and the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah as well. Why? The k'tzichi. The Ashim Inan Hasam, have we had the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah only? So there, I would say it's the Isur Hana de la Balei. There's no Isur. There are items that rather they're Asur Bahana. All the items listed, Yai Nesach of Avodah Zarah of non animals, are Asur Bahana, and therefore there's no Bittul. Aval Hacha, but here, with regards to Temura, where there are items that are not Asur Bahana, remember we could eat the Muksa, you could eat the Nevad, so Livdifulu, we should say there should be a Bittul with respect to Chulim. And the Kamash Malan, our Mishnah, no, even by our case, where there's no Isser Na, we'll still say no Bittul, and it's Aser B'Kolshe. V'yashmin and Hacha, we had our Mishnah Temura only, I would have thought, well, since our Mishnah is referring to items that are going to eventually be used as Karbanos, even though right now they're Chulin, but the goal is to use them as a Karban, Dilagavoa, Demis, that's disgusting for the Beis HaMikdash, for Gavoa, so that's why we say it's Aser B'Kolshe. Aval, but the mission of Avodah Zarah is referring to Lehedyo, a person using Ay Nesech of Avodah Zarah, all is listed, Basar Bechalav, Seyar Nazir, nothing to do with the Karbanos at all. Maybe we could tolerate the Psulim, Ema Isur Hana, Liv Tilu Baro, Ruba. Maybe we should say Bit Baro by the case of Avodah Zarah, where things are asking Chulin things for Chulin purposes. Kamash Malan, even though the goal is not to use it for Gavora, it's not to use it for a Karban, even there it's going to be Aser Bekulshu. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go through each of the psulim listed in the Mishnah. So it starts off first with Roveah and Nirba. That when Behema was Roveah and Adam, or Behema was Nirba from an Adam, it's Aser, it's going to be Pasul to the Mizbeach, but even a Kolshu. To Minal and the Asir Ha'la Gavoa. How do you know we can't accept such an animal as a carbon? The Tanur Rabban and the Brayso quotes a Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Min HaBehema. The Pasuk is Min HaBehema and Takrivu es Karbonchem, but it means Lahotzi Roveah and Nirba, that you can't bring it. The word Min HaBehema is superfluous. It's coming to exclude an animal that was Roveah or Nirba. So Gemara says, why do you need a Pasuk? Balo dinhu, isn't it a kavachomer that we could exclude a roveh v'nirva? You don't need a pasuk to tell me that. What's the kavachomer? Ma balmum shlo nisabda. We know a balmum is pasuk for the mizbeach, the mefurish psukim in Parshas Emor, listing various mumim. So we know balmum is aser for the mizbeach. And yet, ma balmum shlo nisabda baver. No aver was done to a balmum. It was born that way, or developed such a mum. And even though there's no avera, yet it's pasuk legabe mizbeach, and it's still disqualified for the as a karban. So roveh v'nirva Shenev the Baver, that Aver was performed with this behema. So certainly, Eino Din Shasun Lagabi Mizbech, so Kavachomer, you should disqualify your Reveva Nirba. You don't need a Pasuk, it's a Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, no. Choresh Bishur Vachomer Yochiach, Shenis Abda Bavera, yet Mutu Lagabi Mizbech. Let's say you have, we know the different types of Kalayim, you're crossbreeding fruit and grapes and wheat and animals, but even plowing different animals together is also a violation of Kalayim. So let's say you have a shore that plowed the field with a chamor. So it did an avera. But that shore is not disqualified. You could still use such a shore, only if a shore itself was a crossbreed. If you have a shore and a chamor had an offspring, whatever that would become. That's usher. But if the shore itself just plowed the field with a chamor, yes, it did an avera, there's an iser, but it's not possible for the mizbeach. So just because something experiences an avera doesn't disqualify from the mizbeach. So don't bring that as a raya that since Roveh and Nirba had an avera, it should be possible. So you can't bring the kavachom. So then the Gemara says, no. don't ask a kasha from Chorish Shur B'chomer, because Malach Chorish B'shur B'chomer Shein Chaya Misa. It's not a serious offense. A kalayim of Harisha doesn't lead to a Misa. But Tomer B'roveya V'nirba Shechayav Misa, these are serious offenses where it will lead to Chaya Misa. So we should say that such an animal, since there's a Chaya Misa on the animal, it should be possible in Mizbeach. And Gemara says, no, tolach masha vesa, take from what you brought, meaning, harei shenis abda ba veira v'shei edim. So what you're saying maybe makes sense, that if you see an animal that's rovev and nirba with an adam, and you have two edim, it's chayv misa, fine. But what about a case of nevda ba veira api edachad o api bailam? Let's say you only know because only one aid saw the aveira, or the Baal himself admitted to the Avera took place, that will not result in Chiyah Misa because you don't have the two Edim that are necessary. So you're going to tell me, so this case will be permitted then? If it's really on the premise of Chiyah Misa, I could create a Roveh Nirva case where there is no Chiyah Misa, and that's going to be acceptable for the Mizbeach? Certainly not. So we can't take that route of bringing a Kavah Chomer from Baal Mum, and that's why you need the Pasuk of Min HaBehema Lehotzi Roveh V'Nirva.
It's interesting because you could have also said the same thing in case somebody is doing avoda on Shabbos with a behemoth. I mean, this is not a psula on the behemoth. It's a psula on the person who's doing this.
Now, this is always a question. There's always a question. Animals don't do averas, right? But at the same time, there's a Gemara and Sanhedrin that talk about kamisa shur, kamisa baal, kach kamisa sashur. That when an animal does an avera, has the same exact dinim as the baal himself.
Harish, I don't think it's that case. It would be the same thing as somebody is using an animal.
No, any time. So that also, well, shvisas behemto, there's such a din. You could view it as a din of the chevta. Now, it's an extreme case. Typically, animals are not chayv mitzvah. They're not chayv mitzvahs.
Right.
But you could build a whole mahalach that there's a certain chalos on the animal itself. It's a chevta that went through an avera.
Because nearby Raveya, there is an issue with, there's something done inside to the animal
itself. So I took this animal, I did a harisha with a shor and chamor.
You would think it's the same.
I don't think you'd make a difference there. I don't think so.
Is that the same like when we're lezard with the going out to shore, going out with a string? So then it was they'd say like he did it. In that case we went on Shabbos. So is that the same?
Well, let's get back. We'll talk about it afterwards. Let's finish. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm going to make a different kavachomer to prove that Roveh v'nirba is asur for mizbech. Ma baal mum she'ein hasras shnei edim posalta me'achila hodas eid echad posalta me'akrava. So baal mum, you'll have to eat a baal mum for hedyot. As long as there's no trefa, animal that has a baal mum, let's say missing a toe. I don't know if that's a baal mum even. But whatever makes an animal, I think it's a baal mum. But there can be a case where there's a baal mum for mizbeach, but it won't be a trefa for me. So a baal mum, even if you have two eidim say that's a baal mum, it's not going to disqualify from me eating it. I can eat it. But one eid will apostle that animal as a baal mum for the mizbeach. So now, roveh v'nirba, shadash shnei eidim, posalta me'achila. You have a case of Roveh v'nirba where two Edim say that animal's Roveh v'nirba, it will disqualify from even a hedyot eating Roveh v'nirba. You can't eat a Roveh v'nirba. You can't eat that animal. Eino din shadas eidechad posalta me'akrava. It's not a kavachomer that you should be able to have one aid disqualify Roveh v'nirba from the Mizbeach. So it's a very good kavachomer. And then the Gemara has a strange thing. He says, tamalomar nebehema lotzi Roveh v'nirba. So now Gemara said, we just brought Kavah Chomer according to Rishim. Why do you need a Pasuk? So Gemara asks that question. Very last line here of the Amud. V'ha'asu Medina, he just brought Kavah Chomer, proving very nicely that you could assume that a Roveh v'nirba is Pasuk for the Mizbeach. Why does he have to go ahead and bring the Pasuk? We just proved it from a Kavah Chomer. And so the Gemara says in the top of Amud Beis here, Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum D'ikal Meimar Meikar D'dina Pircha. Because the Kavah Chomer that he suggested actually had a flaw in it. What was the flaw? Even though he didn't mention it, there was an understood flaw. The flaw was, Mala baal mum shekein nikar tomer beroveh v'nirba shein mumar nikar. That baal mum, you could recognize on the outside what's disqualifying the animal. It's missing a leg, it's missing whatever it is. The ears all dried up. As opposed to roveh v'nirba, you don't recognize the animal went through this. And therefore, it's more possible. Tomer beroveh v'nirba shein mumar nikar. Since it's not recognizable, yeah, kosher legabe mizbeach, you should accept it, and therefore you need a pasuk tamalomar min behema to exclude lehotzi roveya v'nirba. Fine. Okay. The happened to be an interesting thing when it comes to Baal Mumin. Why is a Baal Mumin disqualified for a Mizbeach? So the Pashup Shad is based on what the Gemara says here. It's something that's a nicker, something that's mal, something that's disgusting. There's a Meshech Chachma, I think it's in Parsha Emor. He says that no, when there's a mum, it actually indicates there's something inherently wrong with the animal internally. But it just shows on the outside to megal to you what's going on in the inside. But on the outside, we don't really care about the nicker. It's really what's on the inside, in the panemius, but it's that which is on the outside which tells us what's wrong on the inside. So he asks the question, how come sometimes he even talks about a Kohen? A Kohen has a Baal Mum on the outside, it's disqualified because something internally is wrong with him. So how can we find some of the tzaddikim that have mumim? And you're going to tell me that their panemius isn't. So he says that, I believe, I haven't seen this in a while, but I believe he writes that Kadosh Baruch Hu made some even tzaddikim with mumim, so no one should know who really has a mum, who doesn't have a mum. So that tzaddik has a mum, but he actually doesn't really have anything wrong with panemius. But that Reuven does have, but he doesn't want you to know which one's puzzle, so he gave mumim to those who are tzaddikim and those who are not tzaddikim. But be'etzim, the real psul of a mum is there's something wrong in the panemius, not what's on the outside in the nicker. Fine. Yeah, and therefore what?
And therefore, you wouldn't just like you wouldn't give it to as a.
Yeah, I'm saying. So you wouldn't give it if you give a king something that looks very nice on the outside, but there's a psul on the inside. You wouldn't give it to him. Something that's broken on the inside, you wouldn't give it to the king. I don't think that's a rye that's on the outside only. So the Gemara then says, Minabakar, Leotzinevad. So then we're bringing a pasuk Minabakar to exclude even an animal that was served as a Vodazara, that's also going to be Aser, just like a Roveh Venira, Aser from the word Minabahema, the word Minabakar to Leotzinevad. So, hello, Dinhu, why do you need a pasuk to exclude a Nevad? We know from a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Ma Esnan Mechir. Esnan is for a Zona, and Mechir is switched to an animal that was swapped with a Kelev. Shetzipuyan Mutarin. So any items that were decorating an Esen or a Mechir of a Mechir Kelev, so even though the animals themselves are Aser, that which is on the animals are not Aser. The Tzipuyim, that which decorates it, is not, it's Mutar. But Heinus to Aser, but they themselves, the Esen and the Mechir itself are Aser. So Nevad, an animal that was served as a Avodah Zarah, Shetzipoyo Aser, but the adornments, the decorations are Aser as well. Eino Din Shu Aser. That itself, that if the tzipur are aser, so certainly the animal itself should be aser. You don't need to have another pasuk. What's a pasuk that tzipur is aser? I mean, the assumption right now is that the tzipur of avodah zarah is aser. How do you know? So Rashi tells us, and the Gemara is going to quote it, but just look at Rashi three lines down from the top here. Nevad shetzipuyein aser dechsev lo sachmot kesev ezov aleim. Don't desire any kesev ezov that adorns avodah zarah. That's aser. So we already have a given that the tzipuyin of avodah zarah is aser. So if tzipuyin of esen and mechir are mutter, yet they themselves are aser, so then nevad, where the tzipuyim are aser, so kavachomer, the animal itself, that's a nevad, is certainly aser. Eino din shu aser, so why do you need a pasuk min habakar? Oh, chilaf hadvar, maybe you should switch things around and say, ma esen u mechir shein asurin tzipuyein mutarin, and esen mechir, they themselves are aser, but its adornments are mutter, so maybe we should say nevad shemutter. He ate tzipurim mutter, so nevad, which we don't right now know that the nevad itself is aser. We don't have the pasuk min habakar yet. So if a nevad is mutter itself, so certainly the tzipurim should be mutter, even the decorations should be mutter. So imkain, if you're going to take that approach, however, bitalter, you're going to be mevatel pasuk. The pasuk says lo sachmut kesev ezov alem lekachtelach, which tells me that the tzipurim of a nevad are in fact aser. So Gemara says aniyah kayem, and no, I could still retain that pasuk, and I could say maybe as follows. Really, maybe minabakar, you don't need the pasuk minabakar to exclude nevad. And really, you could say lo sachmod kesev ezov is bedavar she'ein baruach chayim. When do we say that tzipuyim are aser? When it's decorating something that's not an animal. When it's talking about decorating a statue of some sort, an idol. So then we say, just like the idols aser, so too the adornments are aser. Aval bedavar she'ein baruach chayim, like an animal. Since the animal itself is mutter, because we don't know the pasuk min habakar just yet. If the animal itself is mutter, yachol yei tzipui mutter, maybe the decorations of the animal should be mutter as well. So therefore, tamalomer, no, min habakar lehotzi es hanevad, that the animal itself is pasul for the mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks the question, maskula Rav Chanani. Rav Chanani challenges this and says, taima devat tekra. Only because the pasuk excluded it, halamati kra, have the pasuk not excluded it, tzipoy mutter, I would have really thought that the tzipoy of a nevad, any decorations of the animal that's nevad, you should be allowed to use it. V'haksiv, the pasuk says, v'ibad tem eshamam, you should destroy the name of avodah zarah, Kol asar the shemam. So it should be anything that's done in such a way should be for avodah zara. Should be asar. So not only the statue and the animal itself, but anything that decorated should be asar. How could you think not to? So the Gemara says, "Hahu lekanos lem shem hudasa." The pasuk vavatem es shemam is not talking about destroying anything affiliated with it, destroying the decorations. That's mutar, at least in the Havamina. What to tell me is that you should, in the name, you should call it a disgusting name. That's what it means, vibatim eshimam. Not to destroy its physical name, its physical affiliation, but to destroy its the name and the essence, which means what? For example, lebeis galia, which are that name of the avodah zara, it means it's a gal, means it's like a wave, it's something that's very big and high up, so it's a chashuv name you give it. We call it, no, korinoso beis karya, which means a beis akise. Or Pnei Melch, the face of the king of the Avodah Zarah, we say Pnei Kelev, the face of the dog. We belittle it. The Ein Kol, another name we call Ein Kot, so the Ein of the Thorn. So that's what means Vibatam Eshimam, and nothing to do with the Tzipuyayim. And there's a Havamina that Tzipuyayim of the Nevad should be Mutter. So the Pasuk tells me, Lahoti is a Nevad, that you can't bring a Nevad for Avodah Zarah, for a carbon rather, and then we learn from there, you also have to get rid of the Tzipuyayim as well. Gemara now wants to know, we said above that the word mina behema excluded roveh v'nirba, and the word mina bakar excluded nevad. So why were those words used to disqualify each particular case? Ve'epach ana, the Gemara suggests and asks, maybe you should say the opposite. Maybe the word mina behema should be lehotzi as a nevad, while the words mina bakar should exclude lehotzi as a roveh v'nirba. Why did dafka do mina behema roveh v'nirba, and mina bakar lehotzi as a nevad? So Gemara explains, because hasam minyana dekra, because they have to do with the context of the pasuk. Ksiv, it says, l'gabi behema, is v'ish, asher yitain shechafto bibehema moshimas. That's referring to an adam roveya and a behema. So the word behema is used by roveya. So therefore, by karbanos, when the word behema is used by karbanos, that's excluding l'hotzi as a roveya v'nirba. And the gabe bakar, if we have a pasuk, the gabe avodah zara, the gabe cheda egel, pasuk in Tilm tells me, v'yamiru es kvodam betavnish shor ochel eitzah. That shor is referring to the egel zav. So that shor is a bakar. Shor is a bakar. It's a type of cattle. So that's referring to avodah zara. So in the context of avodah zara, the word shor bakar is used. So the gabe karbanos, when it says mina bakar, that's a word, oh, that must be excluding the hotzi es haneva. That's why the psukim were used in such a way. Now the Gemara says minatzon. It says in the pasuk right again in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It says minatzon takrivu. It says minabakar. It says minabehema minabakar minatzon. So minabehema excluded roveh v'nirba. Minabakar excluded nevad. Minatzon. What does that come to exclude? That comes to exclude lahotzi esha muksa, an animal that was set aside for avodah zara, but had not yet been used for avodah zara. And the word uminatzon, the extra letter vav uminatzon, has lahotzi esha nogeach, an animal that gored and killed an adam. That's also pasul legabe mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says now im nemar roveya lama nemar nogeach. Once we establish that a roveya is pasul for the mizbeach, we don't need to have a special pasuk to exclude a nogeach. It's a kavachomer. Why? And or im nogeach lama nemar roveya. You only need one. Nogeach and roveya can learn one from the next. You don't need to teach me both of these separately. Why? Because the Gemara explains you need to teach both actually. The fisha yeshna beroveya mashein kem benogeach. And there is, roveya has something, has certain qualities that doesn't exist by nogeach and vice versa. What? Yesh beroveya she roveya ose ones karatzon. That roveya, let's say an animal did it beratzon, roveya beratzon, that's certainly possible. But let's say the animal did it beanusa. The animal was forced into it. The din is, ones karatzon is going to possible an animal, make it roveya benirva either way. Mashen came b'nogeach, with regards to nogeach is only going to be chay mitzah if it was done b'ratzon. But if it was done b'ones, it wouldn't be. What's the case of ones? Let's say an animal was trained to be a bull, whatever they call those types of bulls that attack. So that wasn't the animal's fault. That was honest. It was trained. It was tricked into having such a life. So that's a case of ones. And if that animal goes in and kills, that's actually pater min hamisa. So that's something that exists by roveya that's not true of a nogeach. And the other way around as well. Yesh b'nogeach, she'nogeach, Misham is a kofer. When a shur kills an adam, the owner of the shur must pay, if the animal is a shur muad, the owner of the shur muad must pay kofer to the family of the victim. And mashen kein beroveh, if an animal that is roveh, a woman, and that animal killed, there is no din of kofer by roveh ever, and therefore hutach lomer roveh, hutach lomer b'nogach, since they're each unique, you have to have a separate pasuk excluding each of them, minatzon and u minatzon. For Nogeach or for Roveah?
Nogeach.
So Nogeach, the third time...
Let's say a Roveah that did Nogeach. So yes.
Nothing to do with each other.
So what does it say?
Roveah, while being Roveah, kills the woman while being Roveah. I'm not sure how it happened. So then the Gemara says, the following Brisa brings the psulim from a different source. The Sanya, Hiroveya Vanirva that were set aside for the base of Migdash, Haim Kikachim, Shekodim Mum Over Lekdashim. I mean, these animals are not that disqualified. It's like a mum over that the animal that's Kachim has. So then the din is you wait for the mum over to leave, or you wait for it to develop a mum kavua, in which case you could be pulled it. Vitzrichen mum kavua, you need a permanent mum, liftos alem, in order to redeem them. Shinemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki Mashchasim Behem. Mum bum. When there's a mum, so then lo yiratza lachem. So what's my tamud? This brisa is very unclear. So Gemara explains, no, there's a chasur mechzer. There's something missing in the brisa. Hachi katana. This is how the brisa should be read. Minayin shein asur. How do you know that rovev and nirver asur themizbeach tamalomer? It says in the pasuk ki mashchasim behem mum bum. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, he teaches us that in a few places we have this statement of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that Komakum Shinemar, wherever the pasuk says Hashchasa, which means to destroy, destruction, Eino Ela Dvar Erva Avodas Kachavim. It's a word that's used to indicate either Avodas Zara or Arayas, really both of them. Davar Erva, it says in the pasuk in Noach, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar, they destroyed the flesh, destroyed the world, Hishchis Lashon of Arayos, and Avodas Kochavim, it says in the pasuk in Dvarim, last week's Parsha, Pent Tashchisun Vasisim Lachem Pesel, Tunas Kol Samuel, the word Tashchisun is used in the context of Avodah Zarah. So Hashchasa, Ki Mashchasim Ba, is either Erva and Avodah Zarah, or really both Erva and Avodah Zarah, to tell me that Kol Sheamum Posabhem, Dava Erva, Avodah Kochavim Posim Behem. So anything that is vulnerable to a mum would also be vulnerable to a avodah zarah or nerayos. In other words, since an animal for the mizbeach will be possible for some type of mum, it will also be possible if there's a rayos or avodah zarah performed to it as well. And that's the source that a nevad, roveya, menirva are all going to be aser, because ki mashchasam bahem, hashchasa of avodah zarah or rayos will disqualify an animal, and not based on the pasuks of mina behema or minatzon. So then the Gemara says, "Matana de Beir Shmuel, mina behema, mina bakum, mina ton, my dar shibay." So what's he going to do with this pasuk? These words, he doesn't need these words because kimash chasam bam includes nevad, raveh, and nirva. So my dar shibay, what does he learn from the pasuk? And the Gemara says, "Mibari leitz needed to prat lechola zakein umizoham, to exclude an animal that's ill, sick." An animal that's very old, an animal that's mizohamo, which means it's constantly sweating and there's something disgusting coming out of the animal. These are three psulim that I learned out from the words, minabakar, minabahima, minabakar, minatam. The Tanakama, our brisa, our mishnah, dafkinu lahanikra l'roveh v'nirva, that they use the words minabakar, to exclude Roveh v'Nirva Nevad. So how do they learn Chola Zaken Mizoham Minali? What's the source that these three types of animals are disqualified? Nafkale, they learn that from the pasuk Minaton, Minakfasim, Minaizim, a different pasuk which indicates, which seem to be superfluous, which exclude these cases of Chola Zaken U Mizoham. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, how do they address the pasuk of Minatzon, Minakfasim, Minaizim? Or Achad the Kral Eshtui Hachi? That's the pasuk just talking. They're not extra words. The pasuk would sometimes use extra words, and that's the way of writing it, and therefore there's no drasha to be made. So now the Gemara goes back to the mission and says, Ezu Muksa, what's an example of something that's Muksa? Lavodus Kachavim, something set aside for Avodah Zarah but had not yet been used for Avodah Zarah. So Amar Reish Lakish Ein Aser Ela Muksa L'Sheva Sharim. If you have an animal and you set aside for Avodah Zarah, it only becomes Aser for 7 years. Thereafter, it's going to be permitted. How do you know? It's a strange din. Shenem Artez the Mefurish Pasuk in Shoftim Belailahu. It's talking about Gidon Belailahu Vayomer Lo Hashem Kachas Parashur Asher Lavicha Uparsheni Sheva Sharim. Take the animal. And that was, even though it was muktzah for 7 years, now since 7 years have passed, you're able to use that animal, it's no longer considered muktzah, and you can use it for a carbon. That's the source. So Gemara says, Hasan muktzah b'l'chud hava? Never nami hava. That pasuk, that animal that he was talking about, that par, wasn't only muktzah, it was actually nevad. His father, Gidon's father, actually used it as a avodah zara. It's much more of a serious offense. It's nevad, not muktzah. So the Gemara says, Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, muktzah l'avod v'lo avadu. Even though the pasuk sounds like it was set aside for Avodah Zarah, it was simply set aside for Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't actually worshipped, and therefore it is muktzah, it's not nevad. But comes along Rava, he says, no, itaka was nevad. But Rava says, there was a number of yisurim that took place, 8 yisurim that took place in that case, 8 different things, and among them was muktzah. In other words, what? Rava Amar, li'olam avdu, really that par was mamish served. It was mamish nevad. And chiddushu, and a special chiddush that even though normally a nevad can't be used ever for carbon, that was a special exception that night of Gidon, because we saw there are 8 different exceptions that took place that night. What were the 8 exceptions? Could there be Abba Bar Kana? Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Shemona Dvarim Hitiru Be'osa Laila. That night, because of a special harasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted 8 different normal psulim, which is what? Chutz. This took place outside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside the Mishkan. It was Laila, took place at night, even though the Karbanos must be done by Yom. If it was Zaros, he was a Zar, and normally need a Kohen to do it. And it was a Klei Sharis, and he didn't have Klei Sharis. And Klei Asherah, he used the items used for Avodah Zarah. And Atzei Asherah, he used firewood from Atzei Asherah, which is also Atzei Avodah Zarah. And he used an animal that was Muksa, and he used an animal that was Nevad, and therefore there was a special exception, but you can't bring a Raya from that case that Muksa is only lasting 7 years. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up Sunday. I'm not around again Monday and Tuesday, and I'll let you know about Wednesday.